诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody. 阿弥陀佛。
哦，我们一年是总共，讲两次啊。
This is our biannual discussion on this verse, only twice a year.
去年的九月九号啊，还有今年的五月五号各讲一次。
We tried to explain this verse last year on September 9th and this year on May 5th.
我想大家可能忘光了。
You probably have forgotten everything already.
还有我这边有做记号，我们讲到这一个无形而行，即超彼岸，现在要讲碌碌不动，动用无穷。
Good thing that I take notes. So according to my notes, the last time we got as far as the second verse, which is practicing non-practice crosses over to the other shore. And today we're going to move on to the next one, which is suchness as such is immutable, yet its fluid functions are inexhaustible.
神慧禅师的悟境，实际上就是讲我们这一颗本具的真心啊。
So basically, the commentary on Master 神慧's illuminating the principle, he is trying to get at the true essence of our true mind.
有时候我们说这颗心再圣不增，再缓不减啊。
And oftentimes we talk about this mind being, there's no adding to it, even it's in a state of holiness or sainthood or enlightenment. And even when it's in the sentient realm, ordinary realm, there's nothing that you can take away from it either.
也就是说，如果你成佛了，或是你证阿罗汉了，我们这个心也并没有增加，那如果你还在迷惑当中，我们这个心也没有失去啊。
So even if you have obtained Buddhahood or Arhatship, the mind, there's no increasing of this mind. And vice versa, if you're in a state of confusion, there's also no decreasing of the mind.
那差别只是，就是说你这个心有无穷尽的功能，但是你不知道，也不会用。
The only difference is, in truth, this mind is able to perform all myriads of functions, except that we don't know how to use it.
比如说，哎呀，我命运坎坷啊，或是什么，这个我很幸福啊。请问这个是凡夫心还是圣人的心？
For instance, having the thought of whether you are very blessed and fortunate or you lead a very troubled life, this kind of thinking, is it the mind of an enlightened being or a sentient being?
当我们这么想的时候，我们并不晓得我们是使用了这个欢呼的分别心。
When we give rise to such thoughts, we do not realize that we're using the mind of an ordinary person.To give rise to this thought.
应该就是凡夫几乎是从生下来到死都是比较爱用这个凡夫的分别心啊。
Well, the matter of fact is, for sentient beings, ordinary people, from the moment we're born to the day we die, we tend to use, we only use our ordinary mind.
那么我们大概可能听那么久了，也有时候还不太相信说。我这个心跟佛的心完全一样啊。
Even if when we have been exposed to Buddhism for such a long time, sometimes it's so hard for us to believe that our mind truly is the same as the Buddha's mind.
那整个神慧禅师的悟境就是一直要告诉你，就是你现前这颗心，就是跟佛的心完全一样啊。
And that is precisely what this Master Sheng Hui's illuminating the principle, this whole verse is about. It's trying to tell you that our ordinary sentient being's mind is indeed exactly the same as the Buddha's mind.
现在我们继续讲，就是碌碌不动，动用无穷啊。
So we're moving on to this verse, which is suchness as such is immutable, yet its fluid functions are inexhaustible.
我知道有一些人听到这个如如不动，他也练习，就是我如如不动啊、嗯。但我看到就是他也在练习，可是他的如如不动跟佛的如如不动不太一样。
So we often see people who heard about this term suchness, and unmoving, immutable, and they try to practice this, this property. But as an observer, we can see that their immutability, their unmovingness, is not the same. It's not the same qualitatively as the Buddha's.
我记得大概30年前，我还没有出家哈。那时候我一天打坐6个小时，那我就去打麻将，那我就是要练习，就如如不动。
Before I became a monk, I used to practice really rigorously, and I would meditate for 6 hours a day. And I wanted to test my attainment, so I went to play mahjong to see if my mind would really not move.
我那天的就是主要的目的不是要赢，就是从头到尾就是如如不动这样子。
Well, my purpose that day wasn't to win. I really just wanted to see if my mind was able to stay unmoved.
我本来是要准备一个晚上都如如不动了，结果10分钟就如如动了。
At first, I thought I would last the entire night, but 10 minutes into the game, everything just scattered.
那时候也搞不清楚为什么我一天做六个小时，结果就是五分钟就被打败，五分钟至十分钟就完全就是全部什么破功的。
So I really didn't understand at that time, why is that I practice 6 hours a day, but only 5 minutes, merely 5 minutes into the game, and everything, all my so-called attainment is gone.
那我现在看有一些人在练如不动，说他骂我那如如不动，这个跟我那个是差不多的。
And these days, I see people practicing this unmoving quality, thinking this way, that, if someone slanders me, I'm going to remain unmoved and not bothered by them. And this is quite similar to the way I practiced 30 years ago.
其实我现在大部分人对这句话的理解是说，他骂我，我不动，情绪叫做如如不动，对不对？
So most people, their understanding of this phrase is, that person slanders me, so I am going to stay unmoved. That's their understanding. Is this correct?
也许你可以练成就是不动情绪，可是练成了又算不算如如不动？
Perhaps you are able to practice so that your emotions will not be disturbed. But even reaching such a state, does it really mean that you can stay unmoved?
如如不动应该什么叫做如如不动？对，那无我讲具体一点。就是我们大部分都讲不太清楚的。
So exactly how do you practice this unmovingness? Someone in the audience said, you practice by thinking no self. And then Fashi asked, exactly what do you mean? Be more precise, be more concrete. And he follows by saying that oftentimes when we are trying to explain this concept of no self to other people, it's really hard us to be really on the mark.
这个无我是对的，不执着也是对的，可是我觉得不够具体。
Having this concept of no self or no attachment is correct, but oftentimes we're not being precise enough. It remains relatively abstract.
我的标准是这样子，就是说，假设我把对象当成一个对象，我已经动了。
Now my understanding is, in an interaction like that, as soon as I treat the other person as a person, as an object, then my mind has already moved.
也就是说，你从你以你为基础往外看，有个对象被你看到，有一个声音被你听到，已经动了。
In another word, if you're using yourself as a center, and from this perspective, look out, and as long as there's a person that can be seen by you, or there are words that could be perceived by you as a person, your mind has already moved.
也就是说，你把你的身体 跟外面的环境切割为二，有心跟有境，你已经什么？已经动了。
In other words, you have already divided yourself from the environment. There's the you yourself, the body, versus the external world. There's the mind versus the phenomenon. Once you have this dualistic view, your mind has moved already.
一般有时候讲说，我们的心不受外境影响，那个是方便的讲法。
Usually, an expedient way of describing this whole dynamic is,We try to tell people your mind should not be moved by external phenomenon, but that's only an expedient mean. That's not the core.
比较应该比较正确一点，就是说你分不清楚哪个心，哪个是心，哪个是境。
A more correct understanding is the line between the mind and the phenomenon has already been obliterated.
他们有时候组织讲就是讲境全部都是境，讲心全部都是心。
In the past, all the patriarchs, when they expounded on such teachings, to them, the mind, when they're talking about the mind, everything is the mind. When they're talking about phenomena, everything is phenomena. There is no distinction between the two.
有时候我们就讲说讲理或是事啊，都讲理，全部都是理；都讲事，全部都是事。
Similarly, if we use the terms principles versus phenomenon, same thing. When you are talking about principles, everything is principle.And when you're talking about phenomena, everything is phenomenon.
那有时候我们用性跟相，或是波浪跟海水来解释哈。
And sometimes we use the pair term nature versus forms, or sometimes we use the ocean versus the waves to describe the phenomenon.
那就是。你的心就像是整体的海水，那现象就像波浪，那没有一个波浪不是海水。
So again, our mind is like the ocean, and every phenomenon, everything we perceive are merely the waves, but the waves themselves are consisted of the ocean, isn't it?
但是通常我们会把我们感知到的波浪，或者我们感知到的现象分为有一部分现象是我，有一部分现象是别人，会不会
？But what we do is among all the waves that we perceive, or all the phenomena in the world that we perceive, what we do is we divide it into two. So some of the waves or some of the phenomena are others, and some of the phenomena or waves are considered as ourselves.
我们会把我们的想法，想法是现象，我们会把我们的想法有分为有一部分是我，有一部分是别人，会不会
？Similarly, we do the same thing to our own thoughts. Thoughts are merely phenomena, but again, we divide some of these thoughts into others versus the self.
还有我们自己的感觉，感觉我们也会分，你会觉得感觉是好像是别人给你的，还是自己选择的？
Same thing with our emotions. Sometimes we even feel that other people have triggered certain emotions in us, that they have given us such emotion. Or we feel that we are the master, we can choose our emotions.
你是讲说他惹我生气，还是说我选择生气？
So oftentimes what we say is, he made me mad. We often say that instead of I chose to be mad, right?So we tend to think the former way.
假设你有这样的话，已经有功夫了哈。
If you are really able to say to yourself, instead of "he made me mad," you can say, "Oh, I chose to be mad." Having that clarity, having that insight, already shows that you have attained something.
When you say "I chose to be mad," it sounds like it can be a choice.
Yeah, it is. That's right. No.
That's from my experience. Like something happens, I get mad. Before I say, oh, let me choose, the anger comes up before I have a sense of choosing. It just comes up in me. That, at that point, maybe I can choose. But even then, it's difficult because it's just so overwhelming sometimes.
他说法师讲的好像似乎我们是有选择似的，不是生气就是生气吗？哪有什么选择？法师说不对，的确是可以选择，并不是一切都是自动排挡。他是是你自己可以有选择的权利的。
譬如说我举个比较根本的，师父说他在讲话的时候，他说他小腹是放松的，那我们呢，我们连小腹是紧张都不知道。
Well, another analogy is that Shifu once said whenever he gives a talk, his abdominal muscles are actually relaxed. And for us, we don't even realize that our abdominal muscles are tight. So that's the difference. That's what I'm talking about, the ability to observe.
就最主要是平常我们在跟外境互动的时候，其实我们不习惯部分的注意力拉到身体来，去感觉说我是紧张的，我已经不舒服了。我们已经到了那个什么忍无可忍的时候才发觉。
So usually when we're interacting with the external world, we focus all on the externals. We seldom bring our attention back to our physical body or our mind, noticing that oh, my muscles are tense, etc. Oftentimes we're at the brink of explosion. That's when we realize that.We are very tense indeed.
事实上，如果说你平常有这个把注意力带到身体来的习惯，或是你有念佛的习惯，其实你只要稍微有点不太对劲的时候，你就可以察觉了。
Actually, if you have the habit, if you have formed the habit of often bringing attention back to the physical body and observe the body, or if you have the habit of reciting the Buddha's name, With these habits in place, oftentimes it's quite easy for you to notice when something has gone awry.
有一次我在师父在讲经，那我在下面打坐，那我就去用方法体验我的呼吸。那师父在讲话的时候，台下人笑成一团，我就不会笑。可是我注意到师父的表情的时候，我就跟着笑。那我又回到方法以后，我又不笑了。我就发觉你有用方法跟没用方法是不太一样的。
So I once practiced this before, where when Shifu was giving a talk, I was sitting in the audience and I was just sitting and practicing observing 呼吸还是身体。
就呼吸，就用方法，就是体验呼吸。
I was using a method to observe my own breathing, the air in and out. And I noticed when I stay on the method, when Shifu said a joke and the entire audience laughed, I would not laugh with the audience because I was focusing on the method. On the other hand, when I look at Shifu, when I put down my method and look at Shifu's facial expression, then that's when I laughed.But then also, when I bring myself back to the method again, then again, I'm not moved by what's happening in the surrounding.
所以那时候我就觉得，很奇怪，为什么我注意的时候就觉得师父的东西不好笑，可是我看他的时候觉得好笑。
And so I thought that was quite interesting. Why is that when I'm focusing on method, I don't find Shifu so funny anymore? But only when I see his face, then I realize he has just said a joke.
或者都还不是我们今天这边要讲的如如不动啊。
But even that, the employment of methods and stay unmoved that way, it's still not the same as the kind of immutability that we're talking about today, according to this verse.
其实，如如不动的时候是什么？不是你有笑叫做没有笑叫做如如不动，你看到或是听到师父在讲笑话，你已经动了。你听，你有一个你什么？听到有一个师父在讲笑话，你已经动了。
So the kind of unmoving that we're talking about here, it's not the same as the example I just gave. Oh, when you hear a joke, then you don't laugh, etc. As soon as you have the sense of I am listening to Shifu's talk, or I see that Shifu has just said a joke, having this sense of duality, your mind has moved already.
因为你已经把你所感知的现象切割为在你这个位置的这一个波浪是你，在你正前方那个位置的波浪，师父那个波浪是师父，把相当成什么？当成自己，当成师父。其实你已经早就什么如如在动了哈。
So as soon as you have this dualistic sense, you have already separated all the phenomena that's perceived by you. So think about this succession of waves. You're already taking this one particular wave as the self and the wave ahead of you as Shifu. So in that sense, your mind has long been moving along for a very long time already.
所以如果不动，基本上跟刚才讲，就是要跟无我相应，那你一定是。 任何时间都是三轮体空的，作为你的标准。
So, to really practice this unmoving mind, then you have to correspond to the sense of no self, and at the same time, you will be able to practice this notion of there's no perceiver, there's nothing being perceived, and there's no phenomenon of perceiving.
所以就是说， <笑>那如果要用三轮体空的话，那我们怎么样真的实际操作在日常生活中呢？你还是嘴巴讲啊，比方说哦，你讲的蛮不错的，你还是用世间的语言互动的模式讲，可是你知道就是什么，这个不是我，那个也不是他，但是你还是用世间讲说，哦，我听到你讲话很什么，讲的不错。
It's one thing having the understanding of no self and no dualistic views, but you are still employing ordinary, conventional, worldly languages when you interact with other people. So for instance, you're listening to this talk, you can still tell the speaker, oh, I understand what you're saying, it really makes sense to me, etc. But in your mind, you know that there's no distinction between the self and the phenomenon.
就像你们坐在这边。 你不要以为你在听经，我在讲，我在说话。
So for instance, while you're sitting here right now, practice not having this concept of you are the one that's listening and I'm the one that's talking.
但是依照世间火来讲，就是什么，你会说啊，某某人在那边听某某法师讲话，世间火还是可以这样表达。
But when you're interacting with other people and trying to describe what's happening in here to other people, of course, you will still use normal language saying, oh, so-and-so was giving a talk and I was sitting there listening to the talk. You use the language, worldly language, to describe the event.
不过你先不用担心，万一就是没有人在听经，没有，那我就变成什么，就是什么，呆呆的，不会的。
But you really don't have to worry so much right now. It's not as if practicing this, you will become dumbfounded, not realizing, not understanding what's happening.
我记得有一次打禅期，有菩萨，他们师父就带他们出去去市场再走回来。那个人说他没有去呢，可是他明明就是师父把他带出去的。
So once during one meditation retreat, Shifu led the group of participants out into the market and then came back. And there was actually one participant who reported that he didn't go at all.
可是他并没有梦游。It
wasn't like he's in a dream state or anything. He wasn't sleepwalking, even though he physically did go. But he was telling people that he didn't feel that he went to the market.
大概应该讲是说，我们会修行的过程当中，会从见山是山到见山不是山，到又是什么见山是山。
Another way to explain this is there are stages in our practice. So you first go through the stage of once you are making progress, you first see the stage of when you see the mountain, it's no longer the mountain. You don't see the mountain. But later on, as you move further on and make more progress, it will become you see the mountain and it is still the mountain. So it's a sequence.
或是可以一个比喻，就是像我们牙齿咬到舌头，对不对？那我们也就不会生气嘛，对不对？ 可是牙齿咬到舌头，对不对？也想办法就是尽量避免两个人又有什么<笑>又咬到啊。可是你很努力的避免，有时候还是被咬到，但是也不会生气啊。舌头也不会发现说，我找个机会把舌头把牙齿什么<笑>拆下来，不会，对不对？
Let me give you another analogy. So for the time being, at least we can practice this. Think about when you're chewing and sometimes you accidentally bite your own tongue. When that happens, the tongue doesn't get mad at the teeth, right? You notice, you realize that the teeth you have bit down on your tongue, but there's no anger involved. And you try really hard to avoid this in the future, but once in a while it still happens. But again, the tongue doesn't get mad. It doesn't. The tongue won't say that, oh, I'm going to do something to the teeth to revenge. That's not how it goes. So we can practice this way.
就是你再咬了1000次, 你还是觉得它是一体的，对不对？
So we keep chewing and bite down, and we do this for thousands of times, and it still feels like it's one unit, right?
可是你 你跟我，你我们在我对你好100次，你也不会觉得是一体的。
But when it's with when you're interacting with other people, I'm being nice to you. I do a kind deed to you 100 times, but you still the other person or still yourself, you still don't feel that you're one. You don't work as one unit. That's a difference.
因为这一个，当你的心不动的时候，就是什么？ 全部的现象都是你的心啊，都是一体的。
So when your mind is truly not moving, you will feel that everything, all the phenomena that you encounter is the same with the mind.
你们有没有发觉，我们有时候常常就是什么，跟你的前念有没有吵架，有没有？
Have you ever noticed that oftentimes we get mad at our previous thought?
有没有自我对话的经验？
Have you ever had a conversation with yourself?
你说我一定要让他知道我的厉害，这时候就跟谁对话？跟你的前任对话。
Sometimes we say to ourselves, I am going to show that person how good I am. When you have this kind of thought, you're actually having an internal dialogue. It's your latter thoughts having a conversation with your earlier thought.
我们常常这样子啊，你可能忘记说你是用前任啊。 然后用后念来跟前念对话，那把前念当成是别人。We
do this all the time, but we don't notice it. We conjure this image of the other person with our prior thought, and then we created a latter thought and try to react to the earlier thought.
其实我们任何时间点，你的心啊，接触到任何现象，都是你的心。
But in truth, in any given point in time, no matter what kind of phenomenon that we encounter, the phenomena are all still part of the mind. It is the mind.
譬如说你们用你的心接触到我的心象，那是你的心，可是你认为这是华师。
So you're using your mind to perceive my physical body. Whatever you're perceiving, the phenomena that you perceive is your mind. But instead of understanding that, you still feel that, oh, that is 法师.
像我们做梦，其实你的梦境都是你的心去接触你的念头的，可是你就是可以把它分成是别人的。So
when I'm dreaming, that's the same thing too. In the state of the dream, it's merely the mind is contacting our thoughts. So it's again still part of the mind. It is the mind, but we don't realize that. We keep thinking that in the dream it's other people.
所以假设你能够知道说，你的心，不管你接触到什么，都是你的心。你不要以为那是外面的东西，不是心外有法。So
we have to practice that no matter whatever we encounter, any kind of phenomenon, we still need to understand that it is the mind itself. There's nothing outside, external to the mind.
那假设你先第一步就知道，全部都是你的心，那你。 不要去什么，喜欢这一个现象，讨厌那个现象。So
the first step we can do is tell ourselves that everything is the mind, and so start practicing not pushing away some phenomena and grasping some other phenomena. No liking and disliking of the different phenomena because they're all the mind.
我们往往是用不平等的心，然后去。 切割为一个不平等的现象。So
oftentimes we don't practice universality, and we use this unequal, unfair mind to divide the phenomena and treat them differentially.
我们可能没有想到说，哎，我可以用平等的心去 面对任何现象啊，平等的心呢、啊。
We didn't realize that it's possible for us to practice some universality and treat all phenomena equally.
像我最近就发觉，就是哎，有时候我在回信的时候，有时候不想回，为什么？这个不喜欢。
For instance, recently I noticed, when I read my emails.There are some emails that I don't feel that like replying. And then I observe my own mind realizing, oh, that's because I don't like that person or I don't like that matter, that email. So I delayed in responding.
其实你根本不可能是爱一个人啊，根本就是前恋嘛，但是忘记了。
But the truth of the matter is,You are not liking or disliking one particular person. It's all in your thoughts. It's your latter thoughts liking or disliking the image that you created in the earlier thought.
做了什么东西的时候，哇，你停下来停不下来，你停得很难过。
Or when you are in the heat of something, in the midst of the project, you feel it's really hard to stop. If you have to stop, you feel uncomfortable. You're really into it.
我都不晓得，以前都不晓得说，原来这是可以停的。可是我就难过，我就停下来嘛，管他的。难过的时候就停下来，管他，不是要做好的时候才不难过，就是停下来就难过，就是什么平等的什么平等的忍受难过嘛。
So in those projects, you just feel that you cannot stop until you've finished it.It's only until recently I realized that I do have a choice, that I can stop midway. Whenever I start to get too fatigued, too uncomfortable, then I stop. That's all. You just accept and perceive this uncomfortable feeling universally, evenly. And there's really nothing to it. So you do have a choice to stop.
做一件事情，你或者不喜欢还是平等的做啊。
Or when you're doing something, even though you may not like it, that's okay. Just do it evenly, universally, with a very equal mindset.
我想说奇怪，为什么要休息一下，喝个水才能回来做？可以啊，不用喝水还是可以保持那种什么，那种平等的心态啊。
Sometimes when you don't like to do something, you feel like, oh, I have to stop for a moment and take a break, drink some water, and then come back to it. But, and then...I realize also that it's really not necessary. As long as you can maintain this very even mentality, then you can continue on without stopping.
所以我曾看到有个禅师是这样子，当他喜欢的时候他就停下来，当他不喜欢的时候他就要做。
So I've actually once heard of case of this patriarch this chan master, whenever it's something he likes doing, he made himself stop.And whenever it's something he doesn't like to do, he pushes himself to continue on.
因为你不喜欢，你喜欢，基本上你的心跟外境已经切割为什么恶了。
So basically, having these thoughts of liking and disliking, you have already divided your mind into the self opposed to the external world.
所以你看到有个讨厌的人，那就已经完蛋了。为什么？那个人不是你讨厌，是你什么？你自己产生我跟他的什么对立了、啊。
So as soon as you see someone and feel like, oh, I don't like that person, you are already doomed, because at that moment you have already erected this division between the self and other people.
所以你如果说你要跟我们叫做不要有能手跟外境合一，第一个就是什么？喜欢的事情你马上什么？你。其实你喜欢的事情已经什么？已经跟外境切割为二了。所以喜欢的事情要什么？要停下来。不喜欢的事情要什么？要继续。
So to practice, this is what we have to do to erase this dualistic view. Whenever you like something, well, remember in first place, liking something is already having this internal external division. But still, you can practice. Whenever you like something, then you let go of it immediately. Stop it. Stop doing that activity. If you dislike something, then to help yourself erase the dualistic view, then you continue with it to train yourself.
所以你要如如不动的话，要 看到不喜欢的人、不喜欢的事，就一直什么不要退，一直什么，一直练到什么生欢喜心这样子。
So if you really want to practice having non-dualistic view, then when you encounter someone you dislike and doing things that you don't like to do, you cannot stop. There's no retreating. You have to continue until you start liking that person.
那你发觉你喜欢的，马上要停下来。
Yes, once you realize you started to like this person, then you have to stop immediately as well.
这样的话，你得到的是什么？得到的是平等心，还有你得到的是定乐。
What do you gain by doing this? Then you practice this mind of universality, and also you will obtain the bliss of samadhi, concentration.
这个不是口号哦，这个是我是现在自己在练习的哦。
I'm not just giving you a slogan or some doctrine. This is something I myself is practicing.
因为以前就是在什么打坐的时候，就是你日常生活当中，就是在什么。就是以定为标准嘛，你有东西你喜欢讨厌，你已经有能所了，有能所是吃，有喜欢讨厌是贪跟嗔，你一直在练习贪嗔痴啊。
So we don't just practice while we meditate. In our daily life, when you have something that you like or dislike, that is actually a ignorant thought. And when you actually like or dislike someone, that's you're practicing greed and anger. So instead of practicing the right method, we have day in and day out been practicing ignorance, anger, and greed.
所以为什么禅宗就讲说什么大龙常在定，无有不定时，他们叫 Naga 就是什么大龙，就代表什么佛，或者代表什么禅师，他们是随时随地都在定当中，没有一个时间不在定。
And that's why there's a saying in the sutra that Naga, the great dragon, which is referring to the Buddha or great patriarch, Chan masters, there are no times that they are not in samadhi. They are in samadhi at all times. So that's referring to the state they are in, that they are able to maintain this mind of unmovingness.
那常在定就是你在任何时间点，你的心有一个喜欢哪一个，还有一个讨厌哪一个的话，经常已经怎么定不见了。
So once you have given rise to the thought of I like this, I don't like that, you are no longer in the state of samadhi.
他的心是平等的什么不照，那心不是站在哪里去照哪一个。
So for the Buddha and great Chan masters, their mind perceives everything universally, not from one particular stance, one standpoint, but it's a universal perceiving of all phenomenon.
所以你就是如果要享用什么定乐或者解脱乐啊，那你就要想办法，喜欢讨厌的要停下来，然后讨厌的人讨厌的事要什么想办法持续的做得很舒服这样的。当你发觉事物又贪的时候，马上又停下来，这样才什么才能够自在，心是做主的。
So if you really want to enjoy the bliss of samadhi or the bliss of liberation, then you have to practice this way. Whenever there's something you like, you stop yourself from pursuing it. When there's something that you dislike, then you have to encourage yourself to continue to approach it, continue doing that to a point that you feel very comfortable doing that. There's no resistance coming from yourself. But once you start liking doing that thing, then you have to stop yourself immediately again. It's only that way then your mind, you gain mastery of your own mind, that the mind gains control of what it chooses to do and not to do. Is it so that we have to practice to a state that there's nothing we like or dislike? And the answer is yes, but that's only the first step.
啊，什么都做，没有要做，没有不做，没有要做，没有不做。
So once you obtain that state, when we become that, either we do nothing at all, or we mindlessly pursue everything. And the answer is, you do everything and you don't do anything. But at that point, the difference is, you are not compelled by external, by your mind. You're not compelled to do anything in particular, and you're not compelled to not do anything in particular. You are the master, and you can function according to the conditions.
譬如说你在，我本来要讲煮鱼，不能煮鱼啊。譬如你在煮菜。
At first, I wanted to give you an analogy of cooking the fish, but I realized I can't say fish. So when you're cooking.
煮菜到就是六分还没有熟的时候，你可以停下来，而且很舒服的离开。
So another analogy is when you're cooking, you can cook to when it's only 60% done, and you don't feel this compulsion to continue to finish cooking. Then you can just leave it and walk away.
也就是说，外在环境需要你做，就是煮六成好了就离开，你就离开。那没有的话，我可以煮个什么，全部煮好再离开，因为你不会被外境什么，就是你那个惯性被你掌控住的。
So you no longer have this self-initiated compulsion. Instead, if the conditions is so that you only have to cook the object for 60% done, then you do so and you leave it just like that.Or if the condition is so that you have to finish cooking everything, then you finish cooking. You're not compelled to do certain things based on your own tendencies.
好、哦欸，要不要用麦克风？因为这我们录，好像有没有录音？有嘛哈？我还是那一个没有，哦，对对，没有，因为有录音哈，让他们。
那如果用这种方法在职场上的话，比方说你今天做一半，你就觉得说我不想再做，那你的老
是你不想再做，
那你的老板
不是你不想再做，是环境要你不要做。
那为什么是环境让你不要做呢？如果说你这个工作，你的上司期望你在两个钟头以内给他做完，那你像刚才说你做菜，你做60%的时候你可以走开。那你现在我做工作，
你误会我的意思，嗯、就是上次叫你六成，又叫你这个不要做，做其他的，那你马上可以什么摆下，很高兴的摆下。
所以不是你自己去控制，
不 是, 是外境，外境需要你怎么样， okay. 你就可以怎么样。
OK， 谢谢。
So the clarifying question is, well, if you apply that kind of mentality at work, it's not going to work. If you do something and you only do it to 60% and you feel like not finishing it, you can't just walk away. You're going to be reprimanded by your boss. And the answer is, actually, you have misunderstood what I said. It's not you who don't want to complete it. It's if the circumstance is so that your boss suddenly decided, oh, just leave it at that. 60% is good. Do something else. Switch task.You wouldn't hold any grudges. You're not going to have any lingering feeling to feel compelled to finish, to see the project through. Instead, you would just, because of the condition, leave it at 60% and immediately switch to a different target, different task. So having this ease of switching according to conditions.
所以你如果按照这个方式，是你是可以在任何时间点你都可以训练什么？训练在定的状态。
So using this kind of method, this kind of mentality, in any point in time, you were able to practice samadhi.
就是你自己在任何时间点里面，就是没有要做什么，没有不要做什么，有没有？没有要，没有不要，完全是什么？外在的环境。
So in any given point in time, there's nothing that you feel you are compelled to do, and there's nothing you are compelled to not do. Like, remember, it's not self-initiated. So you only do whatever the condition is requiring of you.
那做了乱七八糟也是非常的什么舒服，那做得很好也是什么 也一样，是同样的。
So, if you actually had done a lousy job because of conditions, everything's chaotic, you can feel at peace with it, feel comfortable. Or if you have done something to perfection, you're still also at peace with it, not clinging onto it.
因为任何现象早就在一种什么，我们就在一种完美圆满的状态。
Because all phenomena are already in the state of perfection.
吵架就是能够什么全心全意的吵，还能够停下来，马上停下来。
So even when you have an argument, you're fighting with someone, you're able to be fully engaged in that argument, and at the next moment stop immediately as well.
但是你一定要什么？没有吵架的我，没有吵架的对方。
But in order to gain that kind of freedom, that kind of mastery, you have to have the mentality of there's not a dualistic sense of the other and no dualistic sense of the self.
我说你是不可能的，这个什么吵到一半以后就什么就暂停哦。
Otherwise, there's absolutely no way that you can just pause in the middle of a fight and feel nothing of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, we are taking your microphone.
Thank you for your talk. If all phenomena are viewed as in a state of perfection, what gives rise to the mind of compassion?
如果所有的一切事项都已经是完美的话，那如何升起慈悲心呢？
好啊，当你发觉一切都是圆满以后，你发觉别人也都是一切都是圆满，可是那些人不知道，所以你要帮助他知道，叫做慈悲心。
Compassion originated from you yourself have realized that everything is already in a state of completion and perfection, and you see that for other people everything is also in a state of completion and perfection. However, they don't realize that, and so your compassion comes from trying to help them understand that.
不是 understand， 还要帮他能够体验。
Not just understanding, it's also help them experience and realize it.
Thank you.
佛陀就是这样子呢，就是你们就跟佛完全一样啊，只是你不会操作。
That's the way of the Buddha. He's just like that. Our mind is are exactly like the Buddha's mind, except we don't know how to operate it the same way as he does, and that's why he's compassionate toward us.
所以你能够在这种如如不动，其实如如不动就是你的心跟境基本上是不会有一个叫心，有一个叫境。心就是境，那完全按照什么外境的需求，就像说，哎，就是让众生也体验到这样的，以这样的需求，以这样的一个愿力去什么去产生你的功能，叫做动用无穷。
So again, the mind is already, we have to obtain the state where there's no dualistic view of the mind and external phenomenon. And once having that, having that realization, then motivated by compassion, trying to help others understand, perceive, and experience such state as well, then we operate our mind. And that's when the mind has the function of has all these fluid functions, and the functions are indeed inexhaustible.
所以像佛陀他因为已经证到我们这颗心就是有无穷的功能，所以他有时候去很远的地方他都用走路，他可以用神通飞过去，可是他大部分的时间他就是什么用走路的。因为什么？用走路的时候跟飞过去对佛来讲的话没有差别，可是对众生是有差别的。这时候应该用走路的他就用走路的，某些时刻用飞他就飞。
So Buddha, he has already realized all these inexhaustible functions of the mind. So for instance, when he has to give a talk somewhere far away, most of the time he actually chooses to walk, even though he did have the supernatural power of flying over. But he chose to walk if the conditions call for it, depending on whichever way would benefit sentient beings more.So if the sentient beings, the conditions require him to walk all this distance, to him there's no difference between flying or walking. He will walk it. But if it's better for him to just fly over and materialize on the spot, then he would do the same thing, whichever brings more benefit to sentient beings.
So I remember one time, 黄檗禅师跟一个 他说他的一个以前认识的一个朋友啊，然后他们要去一个地方，就经过前面就是有一条河，就那一个他那一个朋友就说好，我们过河，结果就用什么，就用他的神通这样过河啊。黄默禅师说：“我早知道你是这样，我就一棒把你打死。说你不用走桥，你用神通过河，这个是不对的。
”So there's a story. One of the great Chan masters, Master Huang Po, once he had to go somewhere with his friend, and on their way there was this river that's blocking them. So his friend say, "Oh, let's try to cross the river." And that person actually used his supernatural power to walk on the surface of the river and cross the river. And Master Huang Po then actually scolded his friend, saying, "Had I known that you would do it this way, I would have hit you with a stick. Because you see, there's a bridge. We should just walk across the bridge instead of using your supernatural power this way."
其实那个是阿罗汉啊，那黄波是不是能够这样走过去也不太清楚。可是至少就是在当下，你要用平等心，你不能应该用走的，你不能用什么用神通走过去，因为你这时候你动心了。
Well, that person, that friend of Master Huang Po has already attained arhatship. And as to Master Huang Po, we really don't know whether he has the ability to do the same thing or not. But the key point is you're supposed to practice being universal and treat everything equally. So if the condition requires you to simply walk across the bridge, then you do it that way instead of exercising your supernatural power. Because once you have the compulsion to use your supernatural power, your mind has already moved and you are not in the state of samadhi any longer.
就对那一个你已经证到就是性相平等的时候，用过桥的跟神通，两者都是什么？都是神通。
For someone who has already obtained enlightenment, really, either walking across a bridge or walking on the surface of the water, both are already perfect and is in themselves supernatural power.
所以有人听书讲说，这个比丘跟皇帝在一起，不觉得哇很拽啊？那跟乞丐在一起就不觉得很什么很卑贱，不会的。
So I often hear, Shi Fu said this, for a monk to be around the royals, to be with the emperor, he shouldn't feel arrogant, or feel superior. And same thing when dealing, interacting with beggars and poor people, he shouldn't feel, embarrassed either.
为什么？
Why is that?
对对，你不要以为旁边是皇帝，那这个是比丘，不是。
Well, that's because of you should be exercising seeing everything equally, and so you shouldn't have the perception, oh, this person is an emperor and that person is a beggar.
你这个色相，旁边那个色相，全部是谁？全部都是你的心。
Instead, you have this understanding that this physical form versus that physical form, all these are merely phenomena perceived by the mind. They are the mind.
当你能够知道的话，那表现的就是好高兴，那就可以表现得很高兴。为什么？根本就是全部都是我嘛，对不对？
So if you have that understanding, then if the situation requires you to act like you're happy and honored, then you do so. And you can do that easily because it's part of the mind. It's just the phenomena from your mind.
所以这时候你的心才能够什么产生无限的功能。
And only then your mind can exercise all these different functions, inexhaustible functions, without any impediment.
所以我一次有一个人他打坐打了一段时间以后，他老婆说：“这个孩子这个蹦蹦跳跳，你跟他教训一下。”他说：“哎呀，没办法，现在没办法生气了。”啊，这样不对了啊。
So there was once a story where a person who has been meditating for a long time and he's sitting on the cushion and his wife told him that, look at your child, look at your son, he's running around. You know, you're supposed to scold him and discipline him a little bit. And this meditator answered, oh, I can't give rise to anger any longer. So that is actually a wrong example. You should give rise to anger when the condition calls for it.
怎么可以做成做到没有生气的功能?
How can you allow yourself to meditate to a state where you can no longer give rise to the function of anger? That's not good.
就禅修是要做到什么功能都可以，但是是什么？这时候是要拿铁锤就拿铁锤，这时候要拿锯子就拿锯子。
So,the ultimate objective of meditation is to reveal all the inexhaustible functions. So, if at this moment you're required to get the hammer, then you go grab the hammer. If you need the saw, then you go grab the saw. You can do whatever that's required of you.
所以就是，还是刚才那一个，就是什么？就是要骂的时候可以骂，那骂骂花姐没笑的时候，马上可以什么？就是讲得很什么？就是很罗人的话，就是。反正就是全部都是什么，就是什么什么，他们叫简书在我，你知道吗？简跟书，对吗？
So if you have the correct understanding, then if the situation calls for it, then you should be able to scold a person, if that's what's required. But if you realize that scolding no longer works, then immediately you can let go and use another approach and start speaking gently and nicely to that person to reach whatever goal that you're trying to do. So there's a saying that with the correct understanding, whatever you want to do, whether stretching the arm or curling it back, it's all within your own control.
也就是你去骂小孩，借着骂小孩，把你的分别心骂掉。
So you can still scold your children, but through the act of scolding, you are supposed to practice letting go of your dualistic mind.
也就是你在骂的过程当中，你本来是有一个我，主体的我在骂什么，客体的对方还有骂嘛，你借着骂这件事情的话，也就是。这个是心，那一个也是心，骂的也是心，接着这样骂，你去练习，就是去放掉分别心。
So ordinarily, when we scold our children, there's the I. I'm doing the scolding, and I'm scolding my child. There's the object of my scolding. But we are supposed to gradually practice. When you're doing the act of scolding, you understand that there's no self that's scolding. There's no person that's being scolded. It's all the mind, all phenomena in the mind.
你可以从什么？先从观想，先从观想开始啊。比如说，你想到某一个人就很讨厌，你现在就要观想，想到他就什么很舒服。
So how do we practice? One way we can practice starting from visualization. So you can visualize a person that you really don't like. And whenever you think of this person, initially it may arouse all these angers. But you have to practice so that whenever you think of this person, you actually feel very at ease, peaceful, comfortable with whenever you think of that person.
为什么要这样练习？因为你想的那个根本就不是人。我们不是说心中的妈妈不是妈妈吗？对不对？
So how is it that we're able to achieve that? Because whenever you think of that person, it's not an actual person that you are thinking of. So this is related to the analogy we have been talking about for a long time. The mom in your mind is not your real mom.
其实你想要仇人，那个仇人就是你的心。
Whenever you think of your enemy, that enemy is actually your own mind.
就是你的念头以仇人的，我这样讲说。你的念头哈，就是你的心哈，以我们的心就是我们有禅宗有一句话叫做什么？我们的心叫做无畏真人。那你这个无畏真人哦，穿着一个仇人的衣服。
So whenever you're thinking of your enemy, it's as if the mind.In the Chan school, there's a term saying it's the true being of no fear, fearless true being. That's what our mind really is. But when you're thinking of your enemy, your mind is merely putting on the robe, putting on the mask of your enemy. That's all.
比如你想到一个很感动人，是你的心，你那是无畏真人，穿着一个什么很感动的衣服。
Or when you think of someone who has touched you deeply, profoundly, again, it's still the same mind, this fearless mind, this true mind, that's putting on the mask and the robe of that the other person.
那你突然间很生气，就是你那个无畏真人穿着一个很生气的什么衣服。
So if you are suddenly becoming very angry, it's the same mind putting on this shell of being angry.
我们这个心其实他什么都没穿了哈，这个人就是无畏真人，他什么衣服都没有，但是我们在每一个当下一直在换衣服。
So in truth, our mind shouldn't be putting on any clothes at all. It doesn't wear anything. But the way we are operating is that the mind keep constantly changing, putting on different types of robes.
比如你们现在穿着一个点头的衣服。
Some of you are nodding to what I'm saying right now. So right now, your mind has put on a robe of a nodding head.
或者你现在穿着一件搞不清楚的衣服。
Or if you're confused, then the robe your mind had put on is a robe of confusion.
或者你穿着一件哇好喜悦的衣服。
Or if you feel that you understood everything, then you are wearing a robe of understanding and joy. Yes.
有没有人？那麦克风，先等一下麦克风。
Can we have the mic, please?
Yeah,
we have to. It's been audio recorded.
在前面，那个没有在前面，在前面。
第二排。
So actually, is your mind controlling you?
所以是心掌控着你吗？
不是，你的心是主人。
应该念头在动。
不是，你刚才没有懂，就是。
The mind is the master.
So it's also your friend and enemy.
所以你的朋友是你的敌人吗？
So is your mind also your friend and enemy?
Is your mind your friend or enemy? Is that what you're saying?
And also your enemy. Your friend is your friend. Your mind is also your friend and also your enemy.
所以你的心是不是既是你的朋友也是你的敌人？
他都不是朋友，也不是敌人。他穿朋友的衣服，穿敌人的衣服。
Your mind is neither a friend nor an enemy. It merely puts on the robe of a friend and or of an enemy. The mind is not anything.
A little confused. So how can you control it so that you don't be?
那怎么控制你的心呢？
你的心。穿着一个控制的衣服，穿着一个控制不了的衣服。
Your mind is merely putting on the robe of whether you are in control or everything is out of control.
他听不懂，因为没有人听过这样，就是你穿着一个舒服的衣服，穿着一个不舒服的衣服。
So, the mind sometimes put on this robe of feeling comfortable, understood everything, or sometimes it has this robe of feeling uncomfortable.
So
is it that all these robes are superfluous, they're not necessary? And the answer is,You can't think of it that way. It's not either superfluous or unnecessary. It's that we are so compelled. We are already, we have been in this tendency for such a long time that we cannot let go of these robes any longer.
我们人家比较厉害的话，他要穿这件衣服，他就穿这一件；要脱掉这件，就脱掉这一件。那我们不是，我们老是穿同样的衣服。他骂我，我就穿着一个生气的衣服。
So for those people who have the correct understanding, they have the ability to put on robes, whichever robe they like. If the condition requires so that you have to put on a robe of anger, then that person will put on the mind will put on the robe of anger. But for us, ordinary people, we are conditioned by our habits. So we lose this ability to choose. And so whenever someone slanders you, you automatically put on this anger robe, not knowing that it's up to you to choose whatever you want to wear.
那一般人有些人就是什么这个人骂我那我以前是选择生气的衣服现在我选择什么柔软的衣服这是 有人修行功夫了、啊、
Some people practice this way that say in the past whenever people slander me then、I used to immediately put on this angry robe but now instead of an anger robe I choose to put on this soft gentle robeSo, some people do it this way, and they have actually achieved, a certain level of attainment already.
那有些人是什么？你穿着有一个别人在骂你的衣服，有一个被骂我的衣服，哦，被人家骂的我的衣服。那人家会的话就是什么？他看到就是那件衣服不是他，那件衣服是我。这件衣服也是我，也是我，也不是谁这样子。我再说一次哈，也就是说，你看到这个人在骂你，实际上就是你穿了一件那个人的衣服。那你认为你被骂，你就是把这个身体当成我的衣服，你穿了一个什么？穿了一个，这是我的衣服这样子。
So for the people who have clear understanding, it doesn't work like that. So whenever another person is scolding you, you will understand that it's the mind putting on the robe of another person scolding you. It's all just your mind. And when you feel that you have been hurt, that you've been scolded at, it's again the mind putting on this robe that says, I have been scolded.So it's all the mind. It's the same mind, not changing. There's no others and no self.
那如果当你发觉就是，哎，这件衣服是衣服，但是不是他，这样你还是可以穿。跟人家说啊，这个是他，不太一样。你是穿了，这是他的这件衣服。
So when you perceive there's another person, it's not really another person. It's your mind putting on the robe of another person. So once you understand that, your mind can still put on this robe and you can interact and tell other people about the event naturally, like how we're doing it right now. But you actually, your own understanding is there's no difference. Even the another person is merely a robe.
也就是从头到尾我们那个心是什么都没穿的，他就是无畏真人。但是因为你不断的取向，那么就相当于一直穿衣服。
So the truth of the matter is, the mind doesn't wear anything. It doesn't need to, except that because we are compelled by our past habits and patterns, tendencies, that we put on all these different robes and not realizing we have the ability to take it down.
你有问题吗？没有了。
如果说你心念不动的话，就是什么都没有做。就是说你心念主，都拿不了主意，在念头不在，在前念后念在变动，就是心没念头没办法做主。所以说，你说穿什么衣服都是一直在穿。如果说心念不动的话，那你什么都没有，等于说什么都心都不穿，什么东西都没有。
没有，他穿他什么东西都穿，但是他花钱他什么都没穿。
So one interpretation in the audience is when your mind is not moving, then the mind doesn't wear anything. And Fa Shi is saying, well, when your mind is truly not moving, then it can wear whatever it wants to wear, and or at the same time, it's not wearing anything.
不是都没穿了，没穿都没功能了。所以他照样穿，可是他要穿的时候穿这一件就可以穿这一件，要穿那一件就可以穿那一件，叫做自在，叫做自在，对。
So it's not that when you're in the state of unmoving, the mind doesn't wear anything. Instead, it has all these different functions. So it can wear whatever it wants to wear, wear the robe of other people or wear the robe of the self. It's the mind is in control. It's at ease.
请问哈，怎么应用到父母、子女、
那个教养呢，这个如如不动。
我刚才已经讲过了啊，你不要
父母子女，
你不要以为你是妈妈，你不要以为你是儿子。假设你如如不动是这样子，是以这个标准的。
So how do you apply this principle, all these practice to the parent-child relationship? If you have to discipline your children. And the answer is, I have said this already, that in this kind of situation, you don't perceive the other person as your children, and you don't see yourself as the mom.
那没不那么厉害的话，退了一步就是什么？没有要做什么，没有不做什么。
If you're not able to see that and clearly realize that, at least take one step back and have at least hold this understanding that there isn't any particular moment that you.Have to do something or not do something.
比如他唠叨你没有不听，不能说我不听。唠叨啊，我们曾经有一个人，他每一次都准备四个小时，让妈妈唠叨啊，那其他的兄弟就很讨厌。对，那你就是什么唠叨，我也是生欢喜心。
So in other words, if the mother is nagging you, then you don't get bothered by it, then you're able to maintain joyful.
反正就是什么，没有唠叨的妈妈，没有被唠叨的我嘛，一样嘛，不要穿唠叨妈妈的衣服嘛，不要穿被唠叨的我的衣服嘛。
So the correct understanding should be there isn't a mom that's nagging and there isn't a child that's being nagged at. So in other words, the mind is not putting on any robe of a nagging mom or the nagged at child.
如果没办法的话，你先观想妈妈嘛。那你如果还是观想你的儿子啊，如果通常你现在讲的一定是让你头痛的人嘛。那你让你头痛的人，你观想他观得很舒服，这个第一步啦。
Usually the reason why you're asking this is because you are probably thinking of a child who's kind of troublesome. So at least if you don't have the immediate understanding of this non-dualistic view, at least try to practice visualizing your child or whoever that's bothering you. Initially, you may give rise to the feeling of anger or trying to push away this image, disliking this image. But practice so that when you visualize this person, you no longer have all these negative feelings and you are able to be in peace with it.
其实我们的烦恼的来源呢，最主要是你有一大堆的记忆哦，你没有把它转化。
The source of so many of our vexations is that we have so many memories that we haven't erased. We carry them with us.
通常你看到一个人呢，其实你不是看到他，你是看到自己的记忆啊。
Usually when we see someone, we don't really just see that person. We are seeing all the memories, associations that's connected to this person.
那你认为记忆那一个人是他，是不是？
And so we falsely think that whatever image that we conjure is really that person. But it's not so.
所以你能够把记忆净化了，但你的问题就解决了。
If you are able to purify your memories, then your problem probably would be solved already.
就是你最好看到你妈妈，看到你儿子，看到谁，都是就是第一次见面。
So practice in a way so that whenever you see your mother, your son, or whoever that you encounter, as if you are seeing this person for the first time.
这样可以吗？
好，
各位菩萨，来。
法师你说我们不要有分别心呢，就是说当外境需要我们做什么事情的时候我们就做什么，大概是这个意思。但是如何解读这个外境的这个就是说外境的需求呢？就是说我在想，就是说因为外境的需求有没有一个统一可能没有一个统一的标准，不同人解读会不一样，对吧？这个时候是不是要加入我们的一些主观能动性或者主观的想法进去？我举个例子说，一只饥饿的老虎，它呢好几天没有吃东西了，它在追捕一条鹿。这个时候呢，我们可能会帮助那只老虎，因为它抓着那只鹿，因为它可饿了好几天，不吃那鹿可能就死掉了。有的人可能会去帮助那只鹿，因为那鹿也很可怜。有的人可能什么都不做，他觉得这一切都是外，就是说这个自然界的现象，我们不用做什么事情。我意思就是说，在这种情况下面， 不同人解读这个外境呢，可能有不同的想法。
So my question is, so basically what you have been saying is, we don't do anything or not do anything in particular. We only do whatever is required of us according to external conditions. But the thing is, the way we interpret external conditions, it's really quite subjective. Let me give you an example where a tiger has been hungry for many, many days, and now the tiger is chasing a deer. So for some people, you want to help the tiger because the tiger has been hungry for so long. If he doesn't eat, then he's going to die. Or some people would choose to help the deer because the deer shouldn't be eaten by a tiger. Or some people would choose not to do anything. And again, the interpretation of what is required of you is quite subjective.
你这边已经把你跟外境切割为二了，那个是已经是心跟境切割为二的层次的，这边的如如不动是什么？心跟境是什么？是心就是境的。
The way you are looking at it, you are already dividing the mind and the external phenomenon, and that is not what's being talked about here. Which when the mind is unmoving, all external phenomena is the mind. There's no difference between the mind and phenomenon.
就是你如果你的心跟境是处于恶的，那已经不是什么心境，是我们就双亡了哈，没有无心无境，就心就是境的，那已经不是那个层次了。
So if you're already perceiving the phenomenon as phenomenon, you are no longer in the samadhi state of where the mind and phenomenon have both ceased. You're not in that state, so that's you don't operate that way.
我们大部分的人基本上是以心跟境对立的基础在修行的。
So for most of us, when we practice, we are still practicing on the level where the mind and the phenomena are in opposition. They are still dualistic.
那我们这边的话，其实它是要从心境是两样东西变成什么？心境双亡的。
But the focus, the true focus of this, what we're trying to talk about is you try to erase that distinction between the mind and the phenomenon and fuse them, they are but one.
心境双亡以后，这些现象还在不在？在。
So when both the mind and phenomenon have ceased, do phenomena still exist? Yes, they still exist.
就像你做梦，如果你知道它是梦，梦还是可以在，你还是可以这样做梦啊。譬如说你做了梦，因为你不知道它是梦，所以你碰到一只老虎，你赶快跑啊。可你知道梦的话，什么？我漫不经心也可以啊，或回来都来打他一掌也可以啊。为什么？全部是梦境啊。
So it's just like when you're dreaming, when you don't realize you're dreaming that you're chased by a tiger, but when you realize you're dreaming, that it's really up to you. That you can continue running or you decide to stop running and start doing a walking meditation or you could even turn around and hit the tiger in the head.
还有你就是你心跟外境成为恶，接下来你有的想法，那跟那个外境有没有关系？没有了。
But instead, if you have already divided the mind and the phenomenon, then you will give rise to all these continuous thought, and that's already unrelated to the phenomenon.
比如说有一只风吹松树，那你就说哇，这好棒啊，它不棒，那个好棒不棒，那是你自己什么加进去的。
So for instance, if the wind is blowing on a tree, and you feel that's so beautiful, or not. And that thought of it, the scene being beautiful or not, it has already, it's additional that you have added in.
假如你在睡觉的话，会不会讲说，哦，好美，根本就不知道。
If you're sleeping and the wind is blowing on the tree, are you still going to say, oh, it's beautiful? No, you are not even aware of what's happening.
但是就是说，如果是你只是想要说什么，心跟境，在有心跟境堆的基础之下要修行，不是往心境。就是什么双亡的基础，那是不一样的啊。
So to practice based on the view that there's the dualistic view of there's a self, the mind, and the phenomenon versus practicing trying to erase this dualistic view, it's those are very different practice.
所以你自己看，就是说你假如是你说我是要心跟境是对立的，那你也要知道你面对外境那连结的想法是你加进去的，那别人的想法是别人加进去的，那这里面你之前加进去的话没有对跟错的。
So if you're continuing the practice of upholding this dualistic view of the mind and the phenomenon, then any additional interpretation, it's being cruel or it's beautiful, you have to still realize that those are your own interpretation, that you have added those in, or whatever other people say, those are added by other people. And those are not the same as the mind itself.
如果你只是就讲说对跟错，你弄了半天还是什么心跟境，还是两样东西。
If you continue to labor on the issue of what is right or wrong, then you're still operating with the sense of mind and phenomenon, this dualistic mind.
你顶多可以说啊，我看到境的时候很舒服，转不舒服为舒服，顶多这样子而已。
Approaching you on that route, the most you can do is you can practice to a level where when you are confronted with unfavorable situations, you can still be at peace with it. Whoever you dislike, you will feel at ease, comfortable when you see that person. That's the most you can do.
或者说，我认同你的想法，我接受你的想法，还是什么？我接受你，还是两样的东西？你再弄了半天，还是什么？还是能守能守的。
So when you're facing, you can transform yourself thinking that, oh, for someone you dislike, you can say, oh, now I agree with you. I can see where you're coming from. So that's the most you can do, and you are still operating with the sense of subject and object, a dualistic view of mind and phenomenon continuously. You haven't escaped from this moving mind.
只有你就是说我是朝向没有能守的目标进行，可是我还是用一般世俗是能守的，你还是用能守的语言互动，可是你是什么没有能守的知见去看待这类事情的。
So what we should be practicing, we should take the other route and try to practice to erase the distinction between the mind and the phenomenon without practicing the view of no subject and object. And when dealing with worldly matters, we can still use our worldly language, saying I, you, him, tiger, whatever. But your view, your understanding should be at the stage where you understand those are all your mind.
所以这边就是要如如不动是什么？从有能所，你发觉有能所，那我的目标是迈向什么？没有能所，没有心跟境的对立的。以这样的一个目标作为你努力的目标。
So what's being said here, the mind being immutable is now we have to start to realize and understand to see how our mind currently is operating with a sense of dualistic self and others, subject and object. And having that basic understanding, then we will gradually cultivate, practice, and move toward the direction of erasing the distinction andcultivate a non-dualistic view.
我讲这样可能不够具体哈。
Perhaps all these is still not concrete enough for you. It's rather abstract.
不至少你用这样的话，你的话也就是大家在打妄想，打得很快乐。
But even if you're not able to grasp it fully, start mulling over this, you'll realize that in our daily interactions, we're all having all these wandering thoughts, not knowing it, and we're happily immersed in all our wandering thoughts.
因为这一个我们神会长者悟净从头到尾都是什么？都从没有能守的角度去，包括下面的那个什么，念念无求，求本无念，也是什么？没有能守的才有无求啊。
After all, this Master Sheng Hui is illuminating the principle. This entire verse, this entire book is spoken based on the understanding of there's no dualistic perspectives, no dualistic views. So even whatever we're going to get at next, successive thoughts are without seeking. Aspirations are originally no thought. Again, this is coming from the understanding of there's no dualistic perspectives. Oppositions of the self and others.
所以就刚才就像你那一个，就你看到老虎，到底是你就是老虎，还是你看到老虎？
So going back to your earlier question, that you have seen a tiger, is that you have seen a tiger having a subject and an object of perceiving, or you and the tiger are the same?
我们一般可能就听不懂，我就是老虎，怎么可能我就是老虎？因为我们就是我看到老虎嘛。
So perhaps it's hard to grasp at this time. What do you mean that I am the tiger? You know, I'm I and tiger is a tiger. But I and tiger are all just phenomena of the mind.
但是当你的心不动的时候，其实你看到什么，什么就是什么，就是你就相当什么什么庄什么庄周梦什么。梦蝴蝶，不知道蝴蝶是我还是我是蝴蝶、啊、
So when you have the understanding of the non-dualistic mind, non-dualistic point, then you will experience this classic example of Zhuang Zi. He once wrote a whole story about him dreaming that he has become a butterfly, but not knowing whether he is indeed the butterfly or the butterfly is himself. So confusing the rules. Not confusing, but obliterating the rules between butterfly and the self.
所以如果你是以这个标准的话，那你就可能跟你以前的就是什么主体客体的这个努力的标准完全不一样了。
So, with the non-dualistic view, the entire arc of your practice will be different. There's no longer the sense of self cultivating toward anything particular. It's a non-dualistic kind of understanding.
你看到什么东西，就是有能看所看，然后连接的东西，这东西全部要什么？要一直晃掉，一直晃掉。
So we have to keep letting go of I am seeing something, and then seeing that thing is associated with all these past memory or images. The sense of I, we have to let go. The sense of object being seen, we have to let go. As well as all the associations behind it, we have to let go.
也就是说你要练到什么？练到你不是从你身体这个位置去看到老虎。
So you have to practice to a state where you're no longer seeing the tigers from this perspective or of our own body.
同样的，你不要以你那个位置看到我在讲经，那就是同样的。
So similarly, it's not you from your body looking at me who's giving the talk. That all of that has to be let go of.
如果你这样的标准，你就发觉你任何时间你都要修。为什么？因为你一直用身体这一个基准往外看的。
Well, if you understand the ultimate goal, then you'll soon realize that we really have to be practicing hard at any given moment because we have long been using this body as a vantage point and using this to perceive the environment around us. That is a fundamental thing that we have to let go of.
我们有一个，这个我们不太容易的。我们有一个小朋友，他刚生下来，听说三个月是吧？啊，就你看他，你不知道他到底有没有在看你，因为你不知道他心在哪里。你是不是这样子？
So,
是哈。
So, there's an example of this infant who has been born for 3 months. And when you're looking at the infant, you really don't know whether the infant is looking at you or not. And that's because we don't know where the mind is on that infant, of the infant.
我们大人也可以，当你的心不是在身体里面往外看的话，其实你可以从那眼神看出来，他的心在哪里不知道。
Similarly, we can apply this to adults. If someone is not looking at you from the vantage point of the physical body, and then we lose any point of reference. We can't tell where that person's mind is.
但是假设你是看到对象是，他是从他的眼睛的位置往外看，你就知道他心一定是在什么，在眼睛后面。
Similarly, if you see someone, if you can very clearly tell if someone is looking at you from within the body, just from the gaze alone, you can tell that the person has taken the body as an anchor, as a source, and using that as a perspective to look out.
然后你就会看到就是什么，他的眼睛会说话，是吧？
And you will experience this common saying that's often used in soap operas or in novels that, oh, someone's eyes can talk.
就是可以说、啊、他的什么这个眼睛是灵魂之窗。
Well, there's also another popular Chinese saying that someone's eye is the is the window to his soul.
好。Soon your talk will be over. I would like to be able to practice something later that you suggested. You mentioned twice a method, a concrete method. I bring to mind, in my mind's eye, I visualize someone I have a problem with. I feel the vexation of aversion. And then where I get lost, what is the medicine there? What do I dissolve that aversion with? How do I neutralize it?
所以我想要试用刚刚法师您说的方法，就是观想，观想一个我讨厌的人，然后当我观想这个人的时候，我马上就感觉到我的对他的讨厌或者一些很不好的感觉。那可是我不知道到底是要用什么对治的方法，怎么样才能够让这个讨厌的感觉消失？
好，这里面有好几个方法哈。第一个就是比较差的，就是去观想那一个人的优点。
So there are several layers to this and quite a few ways you can approach it. The first one is when you visualize, you can try to think of that person's advantage, good points, how that person has been good.
另外一种方法就是说，你看看那个生气的感觉是我吗？
The second level is when you give rise to this anger or aversion, you try to contemplate whether that feeling is me.
第三个就是说，知道生气的感觉是谁，它就变成参话头。
The third one, the third level is to investigate that who is it that has perceived this anger feeling.
另外，假设你知道那一种只是一个你观想这个仇人。或是你自己产生不舒服的感觉，都是现象，里面既没有仇人，也没有我，那你就可以什么，就完全做一个旁观者，看他是怎么弄的。
The fourth level is to try to foster this understanding that the person you visualize, as well as all your emotions, are just phenomena created by your mind.So those don't contain a self intrinsically. And by having that understanding, all those will naturally dissolve and you will be able to become a bystander, an observant.
如果这个不行的话，再推到刚才观想它的优点。
So if the fourth level still doesn't work very well, then you go back to the first level and try to think of how this person is good, what are some of his better qualities.
如果观想他的优点也不行，那最后还有一招，你观想你一个非常你想到他就会舒服的人，先观想那一个人，然后把这个舒服的感觉什么，就是什么存档，然后再偷偷的换成那一个讨厌的人。
If that still doesn't work, you know, trying to come up with good points of this person, there's one last resort is.Then you turn around, try to visualize someone that gives you who you feel good about, that gives you good feelings, and you think about this person and you make a note, make a copy, hang on to this good feeling, and gradually substitute that person with your so-called enemies, and gradually replacing that your friend with the face of your enemy that way.By transferring those good feelings over to that person.
假设你一关马上又生气，马上又退回来，你那个很喜欢的人哈，那这样一直来，那实际上有人练习啊，要三个月。
So if it doesn't work, as soon as you think of your enemy, then you immediately become angry again. Then you go back and think about your friend. So you keep doing this back and forth, and gradually you will be able to replace your friend's face with your enemy's face, yet retaining the good feeling. Someone have actually practiced this previously, and it took him 3 months.
另外一个方法是什么？你在拜佛，那先拜佛，再拜菩萨，最后再拜那个仇人。
There's another method where when you prostrate to the Buddha, first you prostrate to the Buddha, then you prostrate to all the bodhisattvas, and finally you actually prostrate to your enemy.
如果都不行的话，那你就要赶快要在这个业障太大了，就要什么要拜八十八佛了。
If none of these work, then it shows that you actually have a lot of karmic obstacles. Then it's time for you to do prostrate and repent to the 88 Buddhas.
法师是不是法师的意思叫我们不要太多那个分别这样啊？
哦，这个当然是不要分别，可是你就是没办法、啊。
叫我们不要。这修行就是不要太过复杂，看到什么也不要去。
每个人的方法都不太一样啦。你这样说不要分别，你就是我知道不要分别，可是他就说分别啊，没办法啊。
这心里不要做这个说他好还是不好，我们就是好像中立这样咯。
我们目的不是中立，根本他不是人。
So the question is, Fa Shi, are you really trying to tell us not to have...
不是我们要给自己讲。
对，请让我翻译一下。Is it that what we're trying to do is not to differentiate between people and try to become neutral? And the answer is yes, but the problem is we don't know how to let go and we don't know how to become neutral. And in fact, we're not even trying to become neutral. We have to arrive at the understanding there's really no self, there isn't a person to begin with. So there's no sense of talking about neutral or non-neutral.So the whole focus of this talk is to talk about why is that we haven't been able to let go and that we harbor this dualistic view.
法师，因为我们是这样，就我们知道它是这样，但是我们的心里就不要去理它，也不要去想它，就是好像自己给自己讲说其他不要去攀岩这样的。
哦，这个我们不是这一个部分的，这个我们就是应该告诉你，那个不是人。
So is it, I'm still, the question is, I'm still trying to understand, is it so that you're telling us that we shouldn't grasp onto any particular feeling or any particular object?
就最高的他不是人啊，那没办法的话才练习说不喜欢不讨厌啊。
Is it so that we should practice not...
你理他也没关系，只要他不是人你理他也没关系啦。
Is it that we're trying to ignore and not liking, not disliking? And the answer is, that's not the level we're talking at. We're talking about the most core, fundamental level where there isn't really even a self to do the liking or disliking. But if you're not able to attain that, at least scale back, yes, you can try to start by practicing liking or disliking. Not liking and not disliking.
因为你把它当成人你也听不懂，所以只好说不理他，那就只有你用你的方法了。
But because we're still not quite there yet, not understanding that there really isn't an object, there isn't a person to be liked or not liked. So for the time being, as an intermediary step, you can practice not liking and not disliking.
讲不下去了是吧？你可以用你的方法，但是我这边就是强调他，第一个他不是人啊。
So you can use your method if that's what's working for you, practicing this not grasping, not attaching to any feeling. You can do that, but that is not my core message. My message is there isn't even a person to begin with. That's the understanding we're trying to cultivate.
只有他不是人的话才能够真正的如如不动啦，或者话只要是人的话你就已经动了啦。
It's only when you truly understand that there's not an object and there's no self that you are able to maintain the samadhi of unmoving. Otherwise, your mind is in the constant state of movement.
啊？这样？
自己不要去分别太多这样了，因为你也。见到什么就分别什么，见到什么就分别什么，就烦恼好多。
那你要不要煮菜啊？你要不要煮菜啊？你要不要吃饭啊？你吃饭的时候你说哦，见到什么你要不要吃饭？
不是这个，所以又看情形，就是应该去分别还是不应
该？没有，吃饭的时候没有吃饭的你，没有吃饭的菜。
So the question is, so do you mean that we don't make any distinction at all? Well, the answer is, if you are trying to do not no distinction at all, then do you still have to eat? When you eat something, do you still know what that is? So the bottom line is, when you are eating, you are not, you have to eat with a mentality. There is no self that's eating. There is an object that's being eaten, and there's no process of eating. That's the final goal.
所以他这边从头到尾都讲，就是没有能手的。那我们一直是用有能手的，他说、啊、那我不要理他，你不要理他，还是有能手。
So this verse is talking about non-dualistic view. There's no subject and no object. And well, because we don't understand that, so our own understanding only obtained the level of then, oh, I should just ignore it. I should not make differentiation. You have to know those are two different stages. And you can use whatever that suits you at the moment.
所以这一个你第一次待可能就听不懂了。他就是要讲这样子了，没办法。
So if you're hearing this for the first time, then it's hard to understand. I know that, but that still, that's the main message of the verse, and that's what is teaching us.
多听几次就知道了。
Come back and hear this more. The more times you are exposed to it, the more you understand.
我们这边讲心中的妈妈，我这边讲了两年，他们才听懂。
So we have been using this example for the past 2-3 years. The mother in your mind is not your mother. And only after 2 years that the people in the audience are starting to really get it.
也是两年也听不懂了。
And there are some people, even after 2 years, they still don't quite get what I'm
啊、
saying.
不懂，下次再来好了。
So even if you don't understand, come back again next time.
好，我们今天就到此啊。
That's where we'll end today.